if the creation narrative is wrong, or if it's incomplete, or if it's just there by accident, or it's just an allegory. Man, no, but a church, please, you don't take it literally. You don't take it the way it's written. That's not how it's supposed to be interpreted, blah, 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 blah. The whole thing begins to crumble. That's one. Number two, and this quite possibly the most important. The 11 apostles then, well, actually 10 because St. Stephen was stoned to death early on. 10 apostles plus St. Paul, who became apostle number 11. When they did what our Lord told them to do, and they left Jerusalem to go out and preach the gospel to all men and all nations, what became part of the story? What became part of the dogma that they postulated and that they preached? Well, it was that they had heard and seen the God-man, that they had begun the process of writing down everything they could remember that he said that was important, going back to the Noah quote being one of them, and that they had taken it upon as dogma, as repeatable dogma, that God had created Adam, and then from Adam he had created Eve, and that all of humanity came from them. The flood wiped everyone out, save for Noah and the seven, and the human race was restored after that. They went around and told everybody that. That was part of the story. You don't say, well, you know, this Jesus guy came, and he got most things right, but we're not sure about the whole creation thing. No. Not only were they sure, they made it dogma. You had to believe it. Hugh Owen, Maximilian Kolbe, Kolbe Institute, right? Kolbe Institute. Quote, listen to this. He wrote about this. That's why the creation narrative is important. That's why this nonsense about aliens being part of the mix has to be dealt with. And that's why this other nonsense, and you know why it's being strung along so that the narrative can continue. You know it, and I know it. And we ought to be talking. Does that mean we're enemies of science? No. The astronomy is one of the four liberal arts that we ought to be studying. Does that mean that I even have a telescope? I love looking into the stars. I don't think that I'm going to find E.T. there. I'm not trying to find E.T. I'm looking for the good, the true, and the beautiful. I'm using my mind to calculate the movement so I can watch the suns. I like the cycles of the planets. My point is, I'm not anti-science by any means. I'm not even anti-NASA for the most part. I was a little boy. I watched Neil Armstrong jump up and down on the moon. I saw it. 7-year-old kid. I was fascinated by it.